Welcome. You have tuned into WWGH 107.1 FM radio. The program you're listening to is called A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, your host. Streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Also, you can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. If you would like to connect with my program today and ask my guest any questions or myself, please call 740-389-383-9944. You have to realize this is Monday. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, and this is for every month, every second Saturday. Place, Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, time 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Free Produce Market, and that will take place this Saturday, June 8th. No appointment or pre-registration required. Simply show up. Provide your name and number of people in your family. Also, Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. And they are out of LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today. It's a beautiful day to be alive. And I'm sure everyone will agree with me on that note. That's okay. Give yourself a hand. You're alive today. Amen. 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 And now I will turn my attention to my guest today. I have with me Tanya Bachman, and she is the co-chair for The Wall That Heals and also the executive administrative assistant of the Marion Community Credit Union Corporation here in Marion, Ohio. And she has along with her Kenneth Belk. He is a committee member also of Marion Community Credit Union here in Marion, Ohio. And how are you two doing?
I'm doing fine. Beautiful day, sun shining.
Isn't it? Wow. Do you think we complained enough to earn this?
No. Loving today.
Why are we so dissatisfied with anything that comes our way, right?
Right.
We think it has to be just perfect, then we're okay with it, right?
As long as I'm on this side of green talking to somebody, Amen. It is going fine.
Absolutely correct with that. Okay, and I know they have a lot on their mind, so I'm going to start with you, Tanya. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for coming. I'm excited about all the information you have to share with my listeners today. And I know that you came here on two different fronts, mm-hmm. and you have something that's really important also. So, but can you give me just a little information about yourself?
About myself?
Yeah.
My name's Tanya Bachman. I am the executive administrative assistant at Marion Community Credit Union, and I wear a lot of different hats there. Mm-hmm. I get to help out with marketing, hence why I'm here,
okay.
and just enjoying life.
You have any children?
Family? I don't have any Born children. I have a four-legged fur baby. His Do name you? Is Sarge. If you follow me on Facebook, that's all you see. It's all about him. I am married. My husband, Joe.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's pretty much what I post and share is about my dog.
Are you from Marion?
I am from Marion.
Okay. Marionite, right?
That's right. Born and raised.
That's great. So share with us a little bit about what's pertinent on your heart right now?
Well, right now at the credit union, we wanted to remind everybody on June 13th from 10 to 4 mm-hmm. at Marion Community Credit Union, the branch over on 300 Barks Road East, we have a blood drive going. And we still need about 8 more people to sign up to fill that blood drive. If you want to give us a call, 740-389-9960. We're really trying to get 8 more individuals to fill the slots. You call in, you get your own hour filled just for you. Ken, would you like to share just a little bit about why blood donation is so important?
I've got a little bit here. Your blood is needed more than you think.
Right.
About every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. During the summer months, especially June, July, August, on average about 2 fewer donors give blood to each American Red Cross than hospital patients need.
Mm-hmm.
People's on vacation, and maybe before we go on vacation, drop a pint. And
right.
before leaving. In the Ohio region alone, about 900 units of blood are needed each day to support the needs of the hospital patients and trauma victims.
So every 2 seconds in the U.S., someone needs a blood donation. 2 seconds, just every 2 seconds. Example, kids battling cancer, accident victims, and new moms with complications during childbirth may all need life-saving blood at any minute. What if their blood type wasn't available?
Did you know the Red Cross must collect 14,000 units of blood each day? A unit of blood, a pint of blood, is a pound. You know the old expression, pints a pound, the world around. Figure 14,000 units of blood. How much does that weigh? Each blood donation can save up to 3 lives.
It only takes an hour to give. Save time by registering early by using Rapid Pass. To learn more about Rapid Pass, you can call Red Cross at 800-723-2787 or visit redcrossblood.org. 80% of the blood donations are given at blood drives hosted by organizations just like the one at Marion Community Credit Union. On my way here, mm-hmm. I passed one over at the library today.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1,000 times a day, the Red Cross provides services to military members, their families, and veterans. What a great way to give back to our servicemen and our women.
So if you want to register, call 740-389-9960 at the credit union. But speaking of giving back to our communities and our servicemen and women, I want to share a very special event coming to Marion, Ohio in July. Marion Community Credit Union is proud to be hosting The Wall That Heals. First of all, I want to say thank you to all of our veterans. And my buddy Ken here, he is one of our committee members on The Wall That Heals, and I want to say a special thank you to him. And I want to talk about why the credit union brought The Wall That Heals to Marion. My CEO, Vidi Iyengar, she went out to visit her daughter in California, and The Wall That Heals just happened to be there, and they went there as a family. And it was so moving. It touched her. She had to bring it to Marion. It's been a few years that she's been trying. We've went through all the application process, and finally, it's coming to Marion, and we are proud to be the host site for The Wall That Heals. It's a multi-day experience that includes an educational experience for our local schools and area youth groups to share the history of the Vietnam era and the wall. The wall is coming to Marion as one of 39 stops and the only stop in Ohio this year. And that will be July 18th through the 21st at River Valley High School. It is free and it is open around the clock. And Ken, do you want to go ahead and share some information?
Sure. The Wall That Heals is transported to the community from community to community in a 53-foot trailer. When parked, the trailer opens up with exhibits built into its sides, allowing it to serve as a mobile education center telling the story of the Vietnam Wall.
Hmm.
Again, Marin Community Credit Union is honored to be hosting The Wall That Heals to be able to provide our community with a multi-day experience. Last time The Wall was here was in 2005, and if you think about that, those are freshmen now in high school. So it's an entirely new generation of young people to share their story with you and to honor our veterans and give everyone another opportunity to thank our veterans.
We have some youth guided tours coming up, and they're going to be offered during the week. Friday morning, July 19th, it's going to be limited to 100 young people per hour. Grade school will be at 9 a.m., 100 people per hour of grade school children. Middle school, 10 a.m. High school, 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. You may register your young boy or girl, Girl Scout troops or summer camp group today and call Tanya or Daniel at the Marion Community Credit Union, 740-260-4933. Okay, I'll throw it back to you, Tanya. About the Honor Craft for Youth on Saturday, what's that all about?
Yeah, we've got pre-decorated tiles because we know not every child is in Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or part of a youth camp. So we wanted to carry that over for families to be able to bring their youth and feel like they're part of the wall as well. Mm-hmm. So we have some pre-decorated tiles, and we're calling it to honor the hometown heroes. We have 26 individuals who are from Marion County that will be listed on the wall, and there will be 26 tiles that will list each of those members' names. There will be facts about the wall that will be on the tiles, and the youth will be able to color or paint, depending on their age group, and then we'll seal those. We'll leave them at the wall, and then those will later be displayed at the Historical Society here in town.
Okay. Said they were here in 2005 last time. Wow, that's been almost 20 years, right?
A generation yeah. Of young adults.
I don't know how I missed that. Oh, I know. I didn't live here then.
You didn't live here then. Yeah.
That's how you missed it. Oh, that's neat. You know, a friend and I were just talking about the Vietnam War not too long ago and how psychologically it messed up a lot of our mm-hmm. young men and women who had to serve over there. It was just bad.
Anybody serving during that era, stateside or boots on the ground,
right,
they all are part of the Vietnam era, and they were support and service people. I mean, everybody's touched.
Yes, absolutely. Now, do they keep track of maybe veterans who have, as they pass away, up to date, do they update the wall, or they just put down everybody
who
died at that time?
Who died at that time.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's still pretty right. neat, though, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah, but for members that, you know, as they age and mm-hmm. pass away, that's different. If someone died within 6 months, I believe, that their name would appear on the mm-hmm. wall.
Right.
That's still casually or military related,
that's
directly
true.
Back to that to the
right,
problem.
Right, because they served.
That served, right.
That is so neat.
Ken, do you want to share how many names are actually listed on the wall?
Okay. Yes, once you found out this number, 58,276 names on the wall.
Out of that 58,000 plus, there's 3,059 of those were from Ohio alone.
Hmm.
Then you'll find a listing that 29 of those were from Marion County. But keep in mind, the 29 from Marion County are the ones who enlisted in Marion County.
Okay.
That is where you'll have other friends and relatives. Well, they live in Marion, mm-hmm. but it's the point where they enlisted. If they were in Des Moines, Iowa, born in Ohio,
right.
Family moved to Des Moines, and that's the point of entry. Their name would appear on the wall in the Des Moines area.
Right.
Can I correct that?
Sure.
I'm going to take the heat for it. I typed that wrong. It's 26.
26
names. I'm sorry.
From Marion, Ohio.
26 from Marion, Ohio.
And the draft was active during those years, right?
Ooh.
For those people who went to Vietnam.
1964. My draft number was 84, 85.
Oh, you had a draft. Did you serve over there, too?
I served during the Vietnam era. I joined while I was still in high school, joined the Navy.
Did you?
I had that decision made when I was in the sixth grade.
Oh, okay. So it was something you wanted
to
do.
Run silent, run deep, mm-hmm. and the Navy was for me. It was just...
And that's why this is so near and dear to Ken's heart.
I see. Yeah. And you made it back. Praise God for that.
And I have a buddy on the wall.
Do you?
We were going to have a double wedding.
Oh.
Well, I was waiting for him to get out.
Right.
He never made it back.
Oh, so sad. So sad.
Hey, Ken, do you want to tell us what happened on July 31st, 1968?
Well, I'll look. January, July, or January?
January.
January 31st.
It's Monday.
Well, it is Monday.
It's the date listed with the most deaths listed in one day, with the number of deaths for one day being recorded at 246. 246 deaths.
What a loss. What a loss. What do you think about the Vietnam War? Do you think we gained anything or accomplished anything? Did we win anything? Something just happened.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Praise God.
Yeah,
thank
we
God
thank
for that,
all
right?
of our veterans.
Yeah, that went and sacrificed a lot. They really did.
Everybody has an opinion.
True.
And... a lot of opinions that someone's never been in.
Mm-hmm.
Or making opinions, that's saying how things would be. But that's all I want to say.
Okay. Can I share
I'll
a little bit about
that.
The wall?
Yes, please do.
Like the original memorial, the wall that heals is erected in a chevron shape. And visitors are able to do name rubbings of individual service members' names on the wall. The names are listed in order of date of casualty and alphabetically on each day. It begins at the center apex. The names start on the east wall, the right-hand side, working their way out to the end of the wing. Then it picks up again on the far end of the west wall, the left-hand side, and working their way back to the center apex. The first and last casualties are side by side at the apex of the memorial. Whoever put this together, their thought process is amazing. And it gives me goosebumps every time I read that. I have to read that because I can't paraphrase it.
Right.
But it's amazing, their thought process. The replica is constructed of avanite, a synthetic granite, and its 144 individual panels are supported by an aluminum frame. There's modern LED lighting from the top of the wall, provides readability of the wall even at night.
Right.
Hence, how we can have it open 24 hours a day. Ken, you want to go ahead and talk about our next?
Right. This is where the credit union and the Wall That Heals Committee is calling on the community, asking for their help. We are in need of volunteers. We need volunteers to help build and able to team lift 80 pounds. Team lift two people to lift 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be built on July 17th, starting at 8:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
0830.
Right.
We really need help with evening ambassadors to volunteer at the wall between 8 p.m. and midnight. And each evening, and starting each evening on Wednesday.
Right. I just think that this is special, a special recognition for those who sacrificed their life during that time and during that era, voluntarily or whether they had to go through the draft, because I was young during that time, but I do remember that it was, like you said, it was one of those things people really didn't want to talk about,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then we look at, what if this happens again? What if our young people have to go to war overseas or you know, and sacrifice their lives? Because we don't know. That may happen.
Yeah. Ambassadors, volunteers were needed from noon to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Some of the things that the ambassador do at the site is man the information center tent, greet and assist members at the wall, assist guests at the Education Center. Individuals to come out on Sunday at 3 p.m. to help, needed help, take down the wall and pack up the wall for its next scheduled stop.
Okay.
To get help, call Danny and Tanya at 740-262-4933. Okay, how about some information on the ceremony, Tanya?
Sure. Opening ceremony will be July 18th starting at 10:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy Ken here, he's going to be helping leading in the ceremonies. We'll hear from our CEO, Vidya Iyengar, that person who's responsible for bringing us the wall, and let her share her vision of why she wanted to bring it to Marion. A moment for our veterans, a moment of silence to honor our fallen soldiers, with a riderless horseman.
Okay.
So we're trying to make each ceremony unique and different.
Right, right. It sounds like a very special time for our veterans.
Yeah, even though the wall is open 24 hours a day and free to the public, we'd like to share what will be happening each evening about dusk.
Right.
Bagpipers. There will be a bagpiper and taps that will be played. This will be around dusk, around 8:45.
Okay.
Or 20-45 hours, so people understand those numbers.
No.
And,
I don't. Okay, thank you.
What's interesting, the bagpipers, once they heard the wall was coming, we will be there for you.
I'm sure.
They came, you know, one minute, the information I have, they contacted us before we even could contact them.
Isn't that special?
It is special.
Yes.
If you ever hear a bagpipe play, it will.
I've heard them before.
It'll play with
They're
you.
They're very touching.
We had the piper at Memorial Day.
Great.
What else will be happening in the evening?
Would also be happening in the evening?
After the bagpiper, and there's something else happening.
Well, we got to be taps. The taps will be played.
Okay.
And that is just time to, you know, day is done.
Right.
Time to step back and relax. I mean, and contemplate, you know, the day, the hassle's off. No phones. It's going to be a solemn occurrence happening. It's the... I might be taking some time to say there'll be no hawking of wares or anything at the deal. It is like going to a calling hours.
Right,
quiet,
a memorial.
Peaceful, a memorial.
Right, memorial.
Quiet service,
oh,
quiet
wow.
time. Time to sit there and reflect.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
We need to as a country.
Right.
You know, we need to do that.
This is the time for you to slow your mind down.
Yes.
Slow down.
Yes.
And just...
Really think about why we're there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. While you're here, speaking the way you can and the opinions you can voice.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And still live the next day.
Wow. That's pretty awesome there.
We've talked about a little bit about what's happening Friday morning with our youth and... kind of our ceremony there on Saturday. We've got, at 2:30, we have our remembrance ceremony. And we want each of our ceremonies to have a different feature, like I said. And we want to remember and thank our veterans and honor our fallen service members. We've got Reverend Adam Sornchai, who is one of our committee members. He'll be giving our invocation. We'll have a flyover at the beginning of the ceremony to honor those fallen men and women. And we want to say a special thank you to Dan Hempe for helping to help make this happen for us. Marion's very own John Garnes, he'll be there singing the Star Spangled Banner. And here we'll be hearing from a few of our dignitaries.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, would you like to share the special event that we've got coming up on Saturday, the July 21st at 4:30?
Yes. This is going to be a special event for Vietnam-era veterans to be present. We're calling on all Vietnam-era veterans, if you can possibly make it, please be present.
Right.
This will be a pinning ceremony. It'll take place at 4:30 in the afternoon, and the Boy Scouts will be helping with part of the ceremony.
Okay.
Because they'll be helping you up on the stage and helping you off the stage.
That's very fitting to have the Boy Scouts to do that.
Exactly.
It really is. Okay.
So, Ken, what happens if we might have a veteran who really can't stand that long, or maybe feel like they can't get to the stage or get back to be able to see the wall?
Well, there will be benches provided. Benches provided by veterans organizations and private individuals.
Right.
They have, there's going to be at least 8 benches.
Mm-hmm.
And these veterans organizations and private individuals purchase the bench on their own to share with the visitors coming to see the wall.
And most of them will be honoring a service member.
Right. There will be a brass plate that be attached to the bench. The bench will be there as long as the wall is here up until Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that time, when the wall is taken down, this is your bench. You purchase the bench.
Right.
And you may do have it at your church, at your veterans post, a family member. You could have it as a floating deal. One family member has it this year. The next family member has it the following year. And then let's see, where is this,
you want to talk about the golf cart?
Oh, yes.
Golf course.
We're having a golf cart, and nobody can play through. It is for those who need a little assistance in moving. You know, some people, you know, where you park and walk, get to the wall. The ground may be a little rough. There'll be a golf cart provided that can carry 3 people plus the driver to make 4, seat belt equipped, but it'll putter along.
Okay.
It's electric, so you won't be having starting and stopping.
Right.
It'll be just a quiet. And move people to and from their cars to the wall, and may take them across the front of the wall to help them get to their points.
Good.
And it's really going to be a nice.
Seems like they thought of everything.
Yeah.
We've got an awesome committee. They're really trying to make this a special occasion for everyone.
Yes, to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really.
We can't say thank you enough.
No, we can't. We can't. We surely cannot.
And that's to all veterans,
not just our
Vietnam vets, but we want to say thank you again to all of our veterans, men and women serving even today.
Yes, absolutely. Our veterans are special.
Yes, they are.
Special people in our lives.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to talk about what's happening Sunday morning.
Okay.
We realize that we're going to have several volunteers there, and they might also be missing out on church service. Or maybe that's the only time that individuals can come, is maybe that's the time that they're off. But they don't want to give up their church service, but they still want to come to the wall. So we've added a non-denominational sunrise service.
Oh.
So that encompasses everything. We have Pastor Estep will be speaking in our old-fashioned sunrise service and leading into song led by Marion Community Credit Union's very own Daniel Bradshaw. He'll be accompanying on the guitar. Ken, would you share just a little bit about outline supporting community events that folks might want to come on out to?
Sure. Yes, I wanted to mention the Marion Public Library will be hosting a talk Thursday, July 18th, in the evening to talk about the Vietnam Wall. That's probably around 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, I think so.
And Chuck Van Horace and his wife Grace and their son Chuck Jr. will be at the Women's Club home Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day with the Vietnam Experience Traveling Museum. Vietnam Veteran Car Show is going to be held that same day at the VFW Post 7201 on that 1614 Marysville Road or Route 4. They got the Cobra helicopter sitting out in front.
And that's on Sunday?
That's on Sunday.
Okay.
That's on Sunday. And a little information I have on it. It's cars will start showing up around 8 o'clock, and final registration is later on that afternoon. Mm-hmm. And at 2:30 in the afternoon, they're going to be, you know, awarding the car prize, trophies and everything, and door prizes at that time. And also at that time, well, back to you, Tanya.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead and share about that.
A couple of weeks, the wall is coming we'll have 26 hometown heroes on the display for members of our community to stop in and get to know a little more about these individuals.
So you'll be able to stop in at the credit union at the 300 Barks Road East. You'll see their picture, their service dates, mm-hmm. and what military branch they were in, just a way to honor those hometown heroes.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Those are all the ones that are just from Marion.
Right.
If you don't get a chance to stop in while we've got it on display before the wall comes, it's going to be at it'll be at the Women's Club home.
Okay.
And they're going to have that over in the Women's Club home portion. The auditorium will have Chuck's stuff, and then the Vietnam Traveling Museum, and then they'll have that over there at the Women's Club home.
And this is in July also?
This is in July. Okay. They're all surrounding things that surround and support the wall coming. But it's a way for everybody to absorb just a little bit more, kind of put a face with those individual names, mm-hmm. be able to experience some of the things that our soldiers saw in Vietnam. That's what Chuck's will be. And then mm-hmm. at the library, the individual who travels with the wall will be there, and they'll have some stories and information that they'll be sharing. So it's a little bit more intimate and detailed programs to support the wall.
Right, right. Wow. That's a lot.
We do have a lot going on.
It is a lot, but we're really proud to be able
to host this.
It's not too much. Like you said, we can never thank you all enough. We can never do enough.
It's awesome to have
something
this caliber coming to Marion.
It's overwhelming to think of what they had to endure and mm-hmm. go through.
Yes.
So we will do all that we can to say thank you. And that's just beautiful. It just really is. Wow, it's going to be a special time.
Ken, you want to take a moment and recap some of those volunteer opportunities for members in our community?
Some of the building opportunities. Well, need help build the wall. We need ambassadors and greeters to help with the guests coming to the wall. Help tear down the wall. And if you would like to participate, call Daniel Bradshaw or Tanya Bauman at Marion Community Credit Union, 740-260-4933.
Let me correct that. It's 262-4933.
Yeah, what did I say?
You said 260. It's okay.
260.
I just want to make sure they can get a hold of us.
Right. I want to make sure of that, too. You have any flyers that we can take and post anywhere, like our churches or something?
Oh, yeah, you can
like
pick up flyers at the credit union.
Okay.
I can drop some back off to you at the radio station.
Oh, that'd
be more
great.
Than happy to do that for you.
That would be great.
Or Ken will drop some off. One of us will get it to you.
Right, right.
One of the things that we haven't mentioned, I know we've shared a lot about the blood drive, we've shared a lot about the wall coming, is the escort itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ken, do you want to kind of talk about the escort once it gets to Marion? Some of the things that our local Boy Scouts and Girl Scout groups and our veterans and families can do?
Sure. Now, once the wall gets into Marion, the wall's coming from Upper Sandusky through Bisars, down Route 4 into Marion.
Okay.
It should be in Marion around, they say around 5 o'clock or a little earlier than that.
Okay.
And once it enters Marion, it's coming right through downtown Marion.
Okay.
If the train blocks the procession,
mm-hmm.
the procession on the one side of the trains, of the tracks, waits until the train clears. There will be no big gaps in between. It travels as one complete unit.
Okay.
No separation. Once it gets Marion, it'll come down North Main Street mm-hmm. to South Main Street, up the hill on South Main by the towers. The people at the towers have contacted us. What can we do? So we dropped them off some little flags
right.
that to and found out there's 25 veterans staying at the towers.
Really?
25 plus. Yes, that was something that we thought we knew where all veterans were in Marion staying. Just that once you start you start fighting. And then it'll progress on up top the hill and then branch off onto Delaware Avenue. Coming up on the Veterans Park and Harding Memorial, there'll be two ladder trucks making an arch that the procession will be going through. At that time, that's the place where Boy Scouts and other people can be there to help
welcome the wall.
Welcome the wall to Marion, show their respect. It will continue on Delaware Avenue to Barks Road.
Right.
At that point, it'll make a left-hand turn. We'll be heading east on Barks Road past the Marion Community Credit Union, who was responsible for bringing the wall here. At that point, you'll find the Marion County United Veterans Council Honor Guard will be present. We will have the five branches of service, the flags present. A rifle honor guard will be there. We're encouraging, if it gets too congested up at Veterans Park, come on out. There's plenty of space and sidewalk on a rolling hill to watch the parade come on. The escort. Procession escort come on into Marion, and then it proceed on out through the OSU MTC campus, and then head east on 95 on its way to River Valley High School.
Right. Doesn't he paint a beautiful picture of the escort?
Yes, he does. I mean,
he
does. I feel like I want to be there.
I want everybody there.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be so special. Oh, wow.
We're excited. We're
fortunate,
really excited.
Very fortunate that it's coming through here like that.
And it's the only, I can't stress it enough, it's the only stop in Ohio.
Really?
And it's here in Marion.
Wow.
We're really excited.
See, I go to church in Bucyrus, so I'll make sure I get flyers
Well,
up
we'll
there.
Definitely be getting you some information.
I know there's at least 20 or 30 vets that attend our church.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Thank you, vets.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I know we're getting close on time. I want to say thank you to the vets one more time.
Amen.
To all of our veterans, all of our servicemen and women. And then I just want to throw out that phone number one more time.
Go ahead.
740-262-4933. You can call and register for blood donation. That is a different number than what we first gave. I first gave you the 740-389-9960, but you can also call the 740-262-4933. They're both for the credit union. We're trying to limit the 262-4933 for the Wall That Heals volunteers so that they've got a direct line to Daniel and I. The other number gets you all of the girls, all the staff over there. They'll get you with the right person. They'll get you registered for the blood. We feel that's very important. We like to give back to our community and support our community. So that is one of our annual things. We do that twice a year, once in June, once in January of every year. One of the things we didn't mention, at least I don't think we did, was over the summer months, there's fewer blood donations given over the summer months. I don't know why, but there is. So we're really asking for our community help for that.
Yes.
And then we're coming back around and we're asking for our community help and support, which we've gotten a lot, but just want to recap, we still need help in the evening hours between 8 and midnight and midnight to 8 a.m. If you've got some time, you want to come out and volunteer for the wall, we greatly appreciate that support and that help. It takes a community
to make
this happen. It's not just about monetary donation to get the wall here. We need some sweat equity from everybody.
Some hands.
To come out there, help build it, help monitor it, help individuals find those names on the wall. We need help, you know, packing it up to go to the next spot. So we need a lot of help, and we just really appreciate our community. Ken, have I missed anything? I know we talk about this a lot, and we share a lot of information. Try to share different things each time.
A little bit of information. The wall is escorted. Once the wall gets within 45 miles of its destination point, it is mandatory. It has an escort.
Really?
And that's just a little bit of trivia.
That's just
now,
like
it may travel, be coming in
right?
from Indiana or Illinois to here, but once it's within 45 minutes of its home base, of being based, escort is required for the wall.
Other
things, some of the things we didn't get to share, that we can go back to was some of those things that we're putting on those tiles that the kids will be able to paint. I know some of the things. Ken, what's the average age that's of individuals found on the wall?
Oh, the average age. Well, let's see. When I joined the Navy, was 17 years old.
Oh, you were just a boy.
The average age is 22 years, 9 months.
Really?
22 years, 9 months was the average age of the service members on the wall.
Miss Cindy, how many women do you think are on the wall?
Linda, but that's okay.
Linda, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Miss Linda.
I don't know. I never thought about that. I didn't even realize it was really big during that time that women even served in the service. Like I said, I was in the 70s. I wasn't really that old.
There was 8 women were found on the wall.
Oh, okay.
8 women.
Hmm. Yeah, but did you know that there are 31 sets of brothers on the wall?
No.
And there are 3 sets of fathers and sons.
Hmm. Well, some boys want to be like dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just
follow in their father's footsteps.
Right, right. They look at that as being a man. I'm going to serve my country, you know. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
do you have any questions, Linda? You can
is there a special blood type that you're looking for specially that maybe you're low on as far as giving blood?
I believe that there is, if you give me just a minute, because I'm not part of the Red Cross. I just coordinate it.
Right.
But I do have some information about that. If you give me a minute to find that information, let's see. Type O negative is the universal blood type and what emergency personnel reach for in trauma situations. Type O positive is the most transfused blood type and can be transfused to Rh positive patients of any blood type. Then types A negative and B negative can be transfused to Rh positive or negative patients. So that's what information they've given me about the blood types. It doesn't say one that's specific.
Right. That O negative or just O or O positive, sometimes it is the one that they are in need of the most. And I just wanted to put that out there also. So
thank you.
Those who are listening and you have that blood type, just know that the Red Cross needs you. Our city, state, and nation needs you. And those people who are in trauma situations and in dire straits, they need you, especially if you there are people who faithfully donate blood. I've ran across one of my daughters is like that. She gives blood all the time, and you just don't find that in every person you run across. So if you haven't donated your blood this year, please give it a thought and call the Red Cross. Or you said their number, didn't you? Red Cross telephone number?
You can call the Red Cross. You can call and schedule with us, the 740-262-4933. The Red Cross phone number is 800-723-2787. Or you can visit Red Cross redcrossblood.org. You can also register there. You can find answers to some of your questions that you might have.
Right. And there's a blood donor truck at the Marion Public Library. I saw
tonight.
It today. Yes.
Yeah.
Today.
I don't know how long that goes.
I don't either.
I passed it on the way here too.
Right. Yeah. I had to go get copies. And I stopped in there.
It takes only an hour to donate.
That's
you
all?
You can do that over your lunch hour. When you call and schedule your appointment, that's dedicated to you.
Right.
It's dedicated to you. Nobody else is going to take your spot. So you can feel confident that if that's all the time you have, is that hour, it's dedicated to you. Make sure you drink plenty of water the day of.
Right.
Get plenty of rest the night before.
Okay. I guess it could be tiring, huh?
And drinking plenty of water. Coffee is not water. Trust me. I get nailed every time. Nope. You run your blood pressure up.
Big difference. Huh?
And it makes a big difference. Whoa. And I've missed out on, I think, about the last half a dozen times on giving blood. That, one cup of coffee is going to hurt.
But it does.
For me, it nails me.
Yeah, it may do it to other people, too.
And again, follow the instructions, what they tell you. Drink plenty of fluids before.
what I found out, if I start out the morning with coffee, I don't drink as much water as I need to, and I don't know why that is. I don't have the thirst for it. But thank you, Tanya, and thank you, Kenneth, for sharing and coming on my show today, A Voice of a People.
Thank you, Linda.
I was overwhelmed by the information and all the news and events that are coming our way. I am so excited about Marion being able to get the
I know
wall
we threw a lot
heals.
At you.
Oh my gosh, and that's great. But thank you for tuning in.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
We're in tune with WWGH. And we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy delivery.
Hey! Boy, that sure sounds familiar.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
I'm going to do one of my poems here tonight.
I hope,
really
I hope so.
And,
the Tom Snyder Bob Hope story.
Oh,
that's
you
want to
hear it now?
No, we want to get the answer to the question.
Oh,
okay.
But your question is not, I disagree. Don't you disagree? Or don't
you
agree that
gossip?
You
disagree with the question.
Because it contains three words, gossip and tabloid. And I think those are the same. Thou shalt not better ever never hurt. If you gave it a thought, you'd have never fought. It only made things worse.
That's pretty good. Very nice. You know what depresses me about that would have never made a Hope special. It just
would have got bumped.
Too complicated. I got to tell you, Gallagher, that's too complicated.
Yeah, that's deep.
Back to the corn pop.
I'm cutting edge. I'm on the lip.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the second hour of your Steve Boom Boom Cannon Afternoon Radio Rampage on WWGH 107.1. Have a great rest of the day, a good night tonight, and a better day tomorrow. Above all, have happy trails.
It's the place to be. For your friends and your family. Our place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
One of our great people, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, so glad to see you.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Scott. I'm always amazed at all of these celebrities that you get. You're going through quite a bunch there. You're my favorite interviewer.
And that's all the time we have for today. We will be back tomorrow. Don't miss it, starting at 10:15 in the morning. Okay. This is Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Belltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo. Plus, splash all day at Zumbezi Bay with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym.
stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable.